Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I'm your host, Tombstone Josh. Shout out, as always, to Mr. Wonderful for that incredible intro. But hey, it is Thanksgiving week. It is like my favorite holiday. I super dig this holiday. I love Halloween. Christmas is awesome. But Thanksgiving to me, I love sitting around with the family, watching football all day, eating desserts, just all of the food in general. It's one of my favorite holidays. Super stoked for it. It's going to be a great week. Hope all you guys had a safe, awesome weekend. I hope you guys have a safe, happy holiday. Hey man, Thanksgiving's pretty badass. I feel like it's forgotten. Everybody likes to move on to Christmas. So maybe Thanksgiving is the metal of all holidays. But that's a discussion for a whole nother day. Today, we are talking about Judas Priest. The topic for this week's show is top 10 songs by Judas Priest. And we're going to get to that top 10 list a little bit later. But I wanted to talk some news, especially a lot about Judas Priest, kind of make the whole episode about them. But there's some pretty crazy articles out there that I found I wanted to share with you guys. And the first one to me is kind of a funny one. It's going to be kind of like a Review It Rob on Review It Rob versus Review It Rob kind of thing going on. Because there are two bands that he's a fan of that went after somebody that he is a giant fan of. And we're going to kick off with the first article here. And then I'll read the second one. But the first person is going to be Avenged Sevenfold's M. Shadows. He took a shot at Taylor Swift lately saying, multiple versions of an album to boost chart numbers is fan abuse. So last week, Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows equated the practice of artists selling multiple versions of an album to get better placement on music charts as what he called fan abuse. And though the rock star wasn't necessarily singling out Taylor Swift, her fans on Twitter reportedly came for him anyways, man. For context, Swift, a major pop star, is currently selling three distinct versions of her latest album. Here's what Shadows had to say about that trend. Selling multiple versions, repackages, and bundles of an album to the same fan so that you can get a chart position that no one cares about and is manipulated should be called out for what it is, fan abuse. The Avenged Sevenfold singer tweeted the other day. Expanding on that notion, Shadows said, many options are fine. It's when it becomes buy the vinyl for ticket discounts, buy the CD version for an extra track, buy the first week eight track for an exclusive t-shirt is all bullshit to make the same shit pump numbers, and that's fucked. So that's one guy going after Taylor Swift, supposedly. But there's another one, man. So Mr. Review It Rob, what are you going to do here, man? What are you going to do? The second guy to go after him was Nikki Sixx, another guy. I mean, he likes to take shots at a lot of people, but he went after Taylor Swift as well, especially the fans. Twitter is a virtual war zone right now as people are wondering if the platform will even exist in the near future. Others are using it to say pretty much whatever they please. Nikki Sixx was one of the latter over the weekend when he used it to diss Taylor Swift, but fans weren't too thrilled with his words and fired back at the rock star. There are a multitude of reasons why people had such a hard time buying and getting tickets, and I'm trying to figure out how this situation can be improved moving forward, the singer wrote on her Instagram. I'm not going to make excuses for anyone because we asked them multiple times if they could handle this kind of demand, and we were assured they could. It would be truly amazing. Apparently, the Motley Crue founder became aware of the situation and decided to voice his opinion on Swift. Is it just me, or does Taylor Swift always seem like she's whining about something new every time she's going to drop an album? Adding the hashtag, woe is me marketing, though it had a typo in it. We're not sure if Sixx is aware that Midnights came out a month ago and that the fiasco had to do with her tour, so there isn't much context behind his initially tweeted. Swift was the type of fan base, or she does have the type of fan base that seems like they'd show up outside your door if you said anything bad about her. One individual replied with a photo of Sixx with Swift calling him so fake for insulting her. Others suggested that he should be upset if that kind of situation, or would he be upset if that kind of situation had been on a Motley Crue tour? It's not like people spent thousands on her retirement tour tickets and then she toured again, another user remarked. So, hey, plenty of comments out there, but I want to know, Mr. Review It Rob, which side are you on, man? Which side are you taking? Are you taking Avenged? You taking Motley, or are you taking Taylor Swift? I can already hear you saying Tay-Tay, but whatever, man. It is what it is. I just think it's funny. Moving on through these awesome articles that I've come across, we want to talk about some music awards. This happened last night. The American Music Awards had a couple of winners. Ghost has won its first ever American Music Award in the newly debuted Favorite Rock Album category. The critically acclaimed chart-topping Imperia has edged out Formidable Competition, Coldplay, Imagine Dragons, Machine Gun Kelly, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This said Favorite Rock Album category, right? All right, whatever. The winners of the American Music Award all voted by fans. Nominees in 37 categories were selected based on fan interactions through Billboard. Okay, cool, man. All right, other winners on the night featuring the rock radio number one, Call Me Little Sunshine, recently nominated for Best Metal Performance Grammy, and Hunter's Moon, the end credits song for the 2021's number one rated film, Halloween Kills, as well as currently climbing Spillways. Imperia was released March 11th, 2022. Hailed by Rolling Stone as an escapist rock and roll album, Imperia conquered rock and metal charts. The 2022 American Music Awards is taking place yesterday. Six of Ghost's albums have charted on the Billboard Top 200. So congratulations to them, man. There was a lot of things going on. I did see that Machine Gun Kelly won something, and people were not all too pleased with him. I got another article here. It's crazy how out of touch they are. People are furious about those Grammy Rock and Metal nominations. Muse and Turnstile got Metal nominations, and Machine Gun Kelly was nominated for Best Rock Album, and people are not happy about it. Last night, the Grammys unveiled their nominations for 2023 awards. And as always, the categories dedicated to rock and metal stirred a little more controversy. 2023's Best Metal Performance category will be contested by Ozzy Osbourne, Megadeth, Ghost, Muse, Turnstile. Despite those last two bands never even categorized as metal, it caused some outrage on the interwebs. I did see last night that Machine Gun Kelly, he won something. Let me backtrack real quick. I'm going to pull a review at Rob since I'm already talking about him so much. I'm going to go back. I'm going to make sure and see exactly who won. Machine Gun Kelly won for Favorite Rock Artist, which, you know, props to him. Good for him. I thought that his speech was phenomenal. He kind of came out there and pretty much said, you know, he's trying all realms, man. He doesn't categorize himself in one genre, and he's just doing everything. And he said right now he's in the rock world. So props to him. I'm not a big fan of his music. I know he worked with Travis Barker, who I'm a fan of, his drumming. But yeah, props to him, man. Good on him for winning some awards. There were some other awards that were won last night. But hey, let's talk about the band of the hour, and that is Judas Priest. So they just recently went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is why I'm talking about them this week on the show. Marvel and Iron Maiden are teaming up with a merch line, by the way. That's some pretty cool news. I'm not going to dive into that specifically because I want to talk about Judas Priest here. It has finally happened. Judas Priest have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This article comes from our friends over at Loudwire. And they did it in spectacular fashion by playing a medley of songs with their allotted time after being saluted with the Musical Excellence Honor. And after a bit of divide after his departure from the band over a decade ago, guitarist KK Downey was once again playing alongside his one-time bandmates. Downey's name was one of three former Priest members who were revealed to be going in when the Rock Hall made their introduction announcement earlier this year. He, along with drummer Les Binks, was part of Saturday, November 5th's performance set. Also included four longtime Priest band members, singer Rob Halford, guitarist Glenn Tipton, bassist Ian Hill, and drummer Scott Travis. They were also joined by current guitarist Richie Faulkner, who was not among those inducted. The other Priest inductees was late drummer Dave Holland. Drummer Scott Travis revealed last month that the band would be performing a medley, and it was later revealed that both Binks and Downing would be performing with the group as well, following their heartfelt introduction by Alice Cooper. If you guys haven't seen it yet, please go check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on HBO Max. It really is a good list. All the people that went in were awesome, but the performances were really good, especially Judas Priest's. But yeah, Alice Cooper did a great job introducing them. They played You Got Another Thing Coming, Breaking the Law, and Living After Midnight. Midnight, the former track originally appeared on 1982's Screaming for Vengeance, which Loudwire ranked as Priest's second best studio album. According to the set list, it marked Downing's first show with Priest since October 2009 and Bink's first show with them since 1979. Aside from its historical significance, the set was full of awesome spectacle with plenty of flashing colored lights and fiery visuals adorning the group's virtually flawless renditions. It was undoubtedly a highlight of the whole evening. Longtime fans will remember Downing split with the group in 2011, citing ongoing breakdown of working relationships. So it was really cool to see them on stage rocking together. They weren't, you know, it looked like there was no tension. They were all just hanging out, getting along, playing the songs really, really well. Like, that was my favorite part of it. They were playing the songs to perfection. One other article I wanted to bring up from the Rock Hall is that the bass player for Judas Priest, Ian Hill, says that it was a pity Richie Faulkner and Tim Ripper Owens are not being inducted into the Rock Hall as well. Judas Priest bassist Ian Hill says that he and his bandmates had no say in which former or current members of the group will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Judas Priest will be inducted this month, as we just talked about. Priest will receive the Musical Excellence Award. According to Hall of Fame, the Judas Priest members that will get inducted include current members Rob Halford, Hill, Glenn Tipton, Scott Travis, KK Downing, Les Binks, and Dave Holland. The 2022 Rock Hall induction ceremony happened at the Los Angeles Microsoft Theater. Asked in an interview, Judas Priest was involved in the decision-making process about who gets inducted into the Rock Hall. Hill said, "No, that's all up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people. They induct who they think is worthy and want for of a better word. So KK gonna be there. He's been a huge part of the band from its inception right up until he left about 10 years ago. And of course, Les Binks is gonna be there as well. And it's a shame, poor old Dave Holland. He didn't get to make it. He's being inducted as well." Pressed about whether he would personally do it differently if he could make sure that current Priest guitarist Richie Faulkner and former Priest singer Tim Ripper Owens will also be inducted, Ian said, "Richie's going to be there anyways. He's going to be up on stage. He's going to be playing with us. I think one of the parameters is that you have to have been played with the band for 25 years or something like that, or over the last 25 years," Ian said. "It's got nothing to do with us. If it was up to us, we'd probably have inducted Richie and Ripper, but it's not up to us. So we had no say, really. It's a pity, but it is what it is." Ian also confirmed that Priest will perform with three guitarists and true drummers for the first time at the Rock Hall, with Halford, Hal, Hipton, Travis set to be joined by Faulkner, Binks, and Downey at the event. "It's going to be special. Either that or it will all implode." Asked if he has any hesitation about playing with KK again, Ian said, "Not really. He deserves to be up there with us. He really does. Like I say, he played an immersed part in the band while it was there. So yeah, I've got no problem with him being up there at all." So that was cool, man. I'm glad to see that they all were able to get along and play some absolutely badass songs together. It was a fun thing to watch. And I can tell you, seeing the two drum sets on stage was killer, man. Scott Travis is one of my favorite drummers. He's an absolute badass. But you got to give props to Les as well. He was killing it. But yeah, I wanted to talk a couple Judas Priest articles with you guys before we dive into that top 10 list. Talk about some other articles I thought there was out there was cool. So, but yeah, should be a fun episode. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll dive into that top 10 list, man. Hang tight.
Hey, this is Rob. You may know me from the Diznoids podcast, but guess what? I've got my own show now, too. Join me each week as I discuss the latest news, trailers, and upcoming releases in the movie realm. And, you know, of course, do my review a thing. You can find the show on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Facebook, Twitter, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Just search Review It Rob. Check you soon.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into this month's edition of Tombstone's Top 10. Yes, we are here. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button while you're here, and let's dive in. All right, every month for the past couple of months, I've been doing a top 10 list of songs that I dig from metal bands all across the spectrum. This month is going to be no different. Super excited to be talking about this one. Peep the shirt while we're here. Stay metal is this show's slogan. If you guys want one of these badass shirts, they are on our Tee Public store. Just Google search that Thrill Me Podcast Network. But I thought this was a fitting shirt because of the band that we're going to be talking about today. And that band is Judas Priest. Hey, for the last 50 years, no band has stayed more metal than Judas Priest. So I think it's a fitting topic. I think it's a fitting band for this month. They just got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Props to them, man. Well deserved. They should have been there a long time ago, actually. But they're in there. Let's go ahead and celebrate it. Super stoked to talk about them. When you think about metal, Judas Priest is one of those bands people always bring up. They were it in the 80s, throughout the 70s and the 80s. They were the metal band. I heard a cool quote, actually, that said, Sabbath was heavy, but Judas Priest was metal. And they sure as hell were. They were kind of the catalyst for what kicked off the attitude, the look, the style, motorcycles, that just kind of like, oh, that raw attitude, just that raw everything about them screamed metal, man. And they are definitely one of the frontiers, one of the founders, one of the legends when it comes to metal, man. So I'm excited to talk about them and dive into this list. Their catalog is massive, massive. And it was hard to break it down to just 10 songs. But I think we're going to do that this week. And like I always say, there's a song I miss or a song that you like. Agree with me, disagree with me, throw it in those comments down there below. It's nothing wrong with having a good old conversation and discussion about some heavy metal music. Gah! So let's go. Coming in at number 10 is going to be the song Victim of Changes from their second album, Wings of Destiny. All right, so I super dig this song. It's a very epic song. It's nice, a nice little brooding of metal things going on here. Change is not only a word that is in the title of this song. They have a lot of changes in their melodies and the progressions of the music that's just super fun to follow. They go from mellow to psychedelic. They kind of pick up that metalness going on. So it's this nice little cauldron of stuff that they got going on. It's not really quite that sound that they built throughout the 80s, but you can kind of see where they were starting and what they were going into. So coming in at number 10 is going to be Victim of Changes. Moving on through the list, coming in at number 9 is going to be a song called Judas Rising. How about the name of that song? Absolutely killer, like you will see some of these other ones are on the list. But this song right here is from their Angel of Retribution album. Why I really dig this song is the intro. I mean, come on, Judas Priest absolutely kills it when it comes to intros of songs. This one is no exception. The double bass drive beat that is just going throughout this song is absolutely killer. The guitar solo is phenomenal. The singing is on point as always. This is one of those good songs that's just, you know, if you got a long drive and just kind of need that pick me up, perk me, or maybe in the middle of a workout, this is one of those good driving beat songs that you just need to kind of fix your mood. But here we go, check it out. Judas Rising. Right, at number 8 is another song with an absolutely badass title, and that is Beyond the Realms of Death from the album Stained Glass. Okay, so one of my favorite bands of all time is Guns N' Roses. You guys know this already. They list Judas Priest as one of their influences, and you can kind of feel it in this song. This song kind of gives me a November Rain, kind of Don't Cry vibe with that kind of lulling, very slow intro that just builds into this epic, great rock song. Absolutely phenomenal solo in this one as well, so check it out. Number 7 on the list is an old school quintessential rock song with that classic Judas Priest sound that we all know and love, and that is a song called Headed to the Highway. Nothing fancy going on with this one. Straight ahead rock and roll song with an absolutely killer riff on top of a hooky chorus that is for sure gonna get stuck in your head. Number six is providing you guys with a double shot, and that's going to be the Hellion and Electric Eye. Hellion on its own is an absolutely epic open that begins what is going to become this awesome song that is just power riffage at its finest. Catchy chorus as well in this one, but this is probably some of Glenn Tipton's best work. Those leads are absolutely on fire. We have hit the midway point of this awesome list, and that number five is going to be a song called Cathedral Spires from the Jugulator album. That's right, Tim Ripper Owens is going to make an appearance on this list. I dig this song. Not a lot of people are a fan of that era, but I feel like this song as a whole is a masterclass of metal things going on, and you got to give props where they're due, man, so check it out. Number four on the list is always a good one. It's the iconic song Breaking the Law. First thing I think about this is Beavis and Butthead, actually, because they played it on there. They reviewed the video. But anyways, it's one of those classic Judas Priest songs with an absolutely killer riff. It's kind of where punk and metal are meeting and meshing and making this beautiful sound. I love it. It's one of those songs kids learn when they first pick up an instrument. It's classic, man. What else can I say?
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating as I drift from town to town. Feels as though nobody cares if I live or die. So I might as well be again to put some action in my life. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
All right, we've reached the top three, and this is where things start to pick up for me. Whenever I go to listen to Judas Priest, these are the songs that I'm turning on first. And at number three is going to be the title track from the album, Firepower. What else can I say? Fast pace, get in, get out, but melt your face off. The drums are phenomenal. The song is just killer, man. Check it out. Speaking of awesome drums, coming in at number two is going to be the title track from the album Painkiller. Scott Travis, you beautiful bastard, welcome to the band. What an epic album. I love the whole album. The whole album could be an honorable mention for me, but this song in particular, the drum intro, I guess I'm a little biased, but this song, all of his drum work from here on out, it's metal perfection, man. Here it is. We've made it. Top song on my list. No list would be complete without this song. I mean, it's the perfect Judas Priest song. It's from their British Steel album. It was their first big breakthrough in America. I mean, hooky chorus, absolutely badass riff. I mean, it's the perfect song to headbang to. I mean, I don't know what else to say, man. It's the perfect Judas Priest song. You know it. You love it. It's going to get stuck in your head. It is Living after midnight. I mean, come on, you can't say that without singing it, man. And just in the verse where it goes, loaded, chuck, 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 loaded, chuck, chuck, chuck. I mean, what else can I say? I remember my dad pumping this song all the time, so it hits close to the heart. But I mean, no other song could be number one for me. This is the Judas Priest song. It's perfect. I come alive in a neon light. That's when I make my moves right. 10 minutes after midnight, rocking to the dawn. Loving till the morning that I'm gone. Got gleaming chrome, reflecting feel. Loaded. Okay, that's my top 10 list by the amazing band Judas Priest. Absolute legends. Hey, I know you guys, Judas Priest has some pretty awesome fans out there. So if I missed your song, please don't get pissed off at me. Just throw it in those comments down below or some of the other songs that you think should have been on the list. But that was my personal top 10 list. But I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me here. Judas Priest, man, absolute legends. I appreciate everything they've done for rock and roll and metal. I feel like music would not be the same without them. The era would not be the same without them. So as you can see, they have left their stamp. You could tell by the songs, their nod into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is well-deserved, man. There's no band that screams metal. I mean, literally, Rob Halford, that voice, he screams metal. But this band is just perfect, man. Another thing I wanted to say about them before we got out of here, absolutely great band live, man. I feel like that's a very important element when it comes to this, and they kill it. If you watch that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance, they are just as good now as they have always been, man, all the way across the spectrum. They sound so clean. So much talent going on with that band, so I super appreciate them. Thank you so much, Judas Priest. You guys are legends, like I always say, man. But that's the list for this month. We got December coming up next month. So if you guys have any suggestions of who I should talk about next, man, throw them down there in the comments as well. It's Christmas. Maybe we'll do a Christmas metal song. Hey, Steel Panther has some Christmas metal songs. It's not a bad idea. You know I'm going to throw those in there. So there's a couple ideas we have going on. But Thrill Me Podcast Network, man. Thank you guys for hanging out. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe. The best place to find our stuff, I feel like, is right here on YouTube. All of our shows are on here. But you can find the shows on all podcatchers as well. We have a Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, right here on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. T Public Store, man. Swipe up one of these bad boys. They are freaking awesome. I really dig it. As you can see, stay metal. No band has stayed metal more than Judas Priest over the last 50 years, like I said at the beginning. But man, absolute blast. I dig you guys so much. And until next time, stay metal. That's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.